Lunchtime Radio. Every day, 1 to 4 with Avril. Only on Casey. 107.7.
107.7, the sound that sets you free. And as I previously said in the intro, we're going to talk about the Yara and also the tower, the telecommunication tower that will be erected very soon at the Charleston Hill Primary School. With us, we have a resident. He's a community activist. He's Herschel Aron. So you'll be talking to us about the Yara and what it is and who they are, etc. We don't know. And also the telecommunication towers and how these two link to each other. Herschel, nice to have you here on Casey. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Thank you very much, Avril, for the opportunity. And welcome to all the Casey listeners tuned in this afternoon.
Thanks. I mentioned something about the Yara and the telecommunication towers, the link between them. What's the connection between the two?
Okay, let me explain to you something. In 2017, I found out that my community and my family was intentionally exposed to high volumes of hazardous chemical substances. So that means that our community has been exposed to poisons, okay? What is also quite interesting in the Yara case is that this case is riddled with false statements and misleading statements, and the intention was always to mislead our community. And if you read the history of this whole thing, you will find that for 21 years, the community has been fighting meetings and petition. But what was interesting is that there's a deliberate action to silence, or to what you call it, to censure our community, not to speak about this. But the important thing about the Yara case is that the Norwegian government operates an illegal fertilizer facility in Paul, which is responsible for egregious human rights atrocities. Okay?
Now, what do you mean by illegal
atrocities? What happens is that in 2003, when Yara came to Paul, they knew they were illegal, but with the help of Henk Strydom and Jimmy Nags, they could operate illegally. And then, so I've read documentation in 2017 where Yara itself states that the operations on Earth 10795 in Paul is illegal. It is in contravention of South African environmental laws.
And then there's the telecommunication towers. What is there? Who are they and what is that?
Okay, what's happening is that the community only found out a couple of weeks ago that the Charleston Hill Primary School, or the Department of Education, has signed an agreement to build a cell phone tower on the Charleston Hill Primary School. But there was a hell of an outcry from the community, and the reason for the outcry was there was never any public participation between the school and the public. And the other thing is this, is that the school is a community school. I mean, like, why has the Mr. Frolics and his SGB never consulted with the community? Just explain to the community, you know what, this is what's happening, you know what, and do the share the necessary research with the community as to, you know what, they have done the research and there's no issues. But if you read the peer-reviewed literature at the moment on cell phone towers, you will find that there's a lot of negative health impacts to the community and to students. I mean, like, what is quite interesting is I read the Charleston Hill Action Group letter that they sent out, and they say that, you know what, that the cell phone towers brings about radiation and microwaves, and some of the impacts can be memory loss, cardiovascular stress, low sperm count, birth defects, and cancer. So the question is, did the Mr. Frolics and his SGB take those things into consideration? Also, what you must know is that there is a study done by the Drakenstein municipality on that school, where that study states that the air quality in the vicinity of the Yara plant is not good for health. What is also quite interesting in that same study is that the Legal Resources Center, I mean, which is the experts on this field, I mean, like, where they stated that the elevated of levels of ambient air at Charleston Hill Primary School causes premature mortality and cardiovascular effects, predominantly ischemic heart disease and congestive heart failure. So the question is, why are we allowing? And we've got the Yara facility there that we know. We've got an empiric report to state that the air quality at Charleston Hill Primary School is the most toxic in terms of air quality for young children in Paul, because we don't have any other study like that. So the point that I'm trying to make is, why would a principal and his SGB put another stressor onto children? And if you look at the impact of the fertilizer facility, it's got memory loss. A lot of people, like we've got dementia, we've got cardiovascular problems, low sperm count, birth defects is there, and cancer. So why are you allowing young growing bodies to be exposed to the same, to similar stresses? And at least you as the principal and the SGB should at least consult the community. So the community just wanted the SGB and the and Mr. Frolix and his SGB to provide the community with more information, and have that kind of interaction like we're supposed to have as a community and a school. You understand?
So that's the concern about the community by not being involved in decision-making of everything. So that is that. And as I previously said, proof, there's a lot of allegations and things that's been said right now. Are there any proof when it comes to these things that you mentioned?
Look, when it comes, there's something you must remember. We cannot have this kinds of conversation based on what you call it intellectual debate. It should be based on facts. Everything that I pull up, that I mention, is either in a Drakenstein municipality document, point number one, or it is in a peer-reviewed international research paper. So for me, it's almost like, and the other thing is this, is that if you look at, I think Yara wrote a air quality report, which was tended to be not viable at all in 2016, where they themselves states that these are the kind of illnesses that is linked to their products. So for me, it's almost like there's nothing that I'm sucking out of a thumb. It's something that comes from a document or an international peer-reviewed document.
And when it comes to these facts that you have and the other parties involved, have you set meetings to discuss these things?
There was a meeting set with the principal, and the principal would come back with responses to that. Unfortunately, the principal did not respond to that as yet. A deadline somewhere in last week, and he did not adhere to that deadline. I think the deadline was yesterday, and nothing came through. So for me, it's almost like, it's decency, have the conversation with the community. There's nothing wrong. If you have the right facts, what's your problem? Do you understand what I'm saying? So there's been no feedback from the principal and his SGB at this moment.
So the decision that has been made, who do you think made that decision by saying let's go forward with this towers or two?
You must also remember, what is quite interesting for me in this whole matter is that I see a document with Frolic's name on it dated, I think, in 2 years ago, 2022. So the question is, if you make a decision then in 2022, why are you only coming to the community now? I also spoke to one of the previous SGB members, and he said under his tenure there, the SGB denied that application. So the question is, why the silence? We've got this Yara thingy that has been always done in silence, and what happened there was that the Drakenstein municipality played a pivotal role in ensuring that the community of Paul is exposed to hazardous chemical substances, because they gave Yara the blessing to operate illegally for all these years. And what is also quite interesting for me is that when I look at this whole thing, it is almost like we think it is the lower level employees, but it's not that. This for me is strategic. It is structural, because it is not just one department. It's a few departments that's involved in this, And you must remember that the Drakenstein municipality tried to bully me into being silent on this matter. They threatened me with two legal letters. Radio R sent me a letter, and the legal advisor of Drakenstein municipality asked me to please be quiet on this matter, otherwise they will take me to court. And I refused to be quiet because I have the facts. For me, it's almost like in this matter, the truth is like a lion. Set it free, and it will defend itself. So for me, it's almost like we need to find clarity on this. We need to find, what is the real truth? And for me, it's almost like this is the time, and we will find it in 2024. We're not going up about this any longer than this. 2024 is the year that we will find the truth as to the Yara case. As for Mr. Frodix and his SGB, there's a responsibility. His primary responsibility and accountability is the children. And for me, it's almost like he just needs to do, I mean, like, to share with the community, you know, this is the facts. Do you understand what I'm saying? And based on these facts, we made this rational decision. It was just a decision we made on, do you know what I mean, like, willy-nilly. And that, for me, is the important thing that needs to happen with Mr. Frolics and the community.
And why are you so passionate about this issue?
Sir, let me tell you something. For the last 20 years, our community has been fighting health and well-being impacts. And what has happened is that there is a power so powerful that for 21 consecutive years, this is not 21, this is not a mistake, this is dodos, this is deliberate. For 21 years, people are trying to stop our community from investigating what happened in the Yara matter. The Norwegian government is the sixth wealthiest government in the world. I'm saying that the Norwegian government operated an illegal fertilizer facility from scratch. They poisoned our community, and they're still operating today, knowing that they're poisoning our community. The question is, why? Don't think about anybody else. Why is the Norwegian government not taking me to court? Do you know why? Because I have the facts. So from that perspective, is I don't mind if the Drakenstein municipality takes me to court, or Sarah Johar takes me to court, or Henk Stadium takes me to court. For me, the important thing is we will find the truth in this, because for me it is everything I have comes from Drakenstein municipal documentation.
What's the way forward to Mr. Hollands?
Okay, the way forward is that, I mean, like, unfortunately the cell phone group could not join us today because there were some issues with people being able to present today. But the way forward is that on the 31st of this month, on August the 31st, on Saturday, there will be a protest action at the Yara facility, and we will go from there to the Charleston Hill Primary School. And for me, it's almost like it is not going to be a long whole day thing. It will be an hour thing, and all of this information will be relayed to the community on Facebook. And on WhatsApp. Okay,
permission. Did you get permission for this picket?
Okay, let me tell you the truth. I've spoken to one of the councillors, and the councillor said to me, we don't need permission. For me, sir, let me tell you the truth. I want to be arrested that day because I want to create a situation in history where it says that people, that I, me personally, was arrested. So because we said then already that our children's health was in danger, and people were playing almost like political games. And for me, it's almost like the way it states is that there is if there's a certain amount of people, and we will make sure that we control all of those things, and it will be done according to the law. But for me, it is, I would love somebody to address me so that we can have this written down, that people, that I was arrested for this cause, so that it will always be stated in South Africa, in Paul history, that there was a structural, intentional, deliberate action to poison our people. That's it for me, sir.
Anything that you want to add, Mr. Ardens?
I just want to say thank you to Casey for giving us this opportunity. And I think what we should do, we should get a meeting, a town hall meeting, where we get us and we get the Drakenstein municipality, because the Drakenstein municipality has not given any feedback on the Yara matter to date. Nothing as yet. So for me, it's almost like we need to have that kind of meeting. And I think a radio station like Casey should be able to facilitate that. And for me, it's almost like then we don't have this one person debating. We have a group of people debating. I mean, like, and for me, it's, I believe that I know my facts, and I believe that I can, I mean, like, we need to have that kind of robust interaction to find the truth, sir. The lion, what they say, the truth is like a lion. Set it free, and it will protect itself.
Mr. Ashall, thanks again for your time sharing with us about the issue, this burning issue in a community that's a Yara, and also the telecommunication towers and the effects that it has on the community. Thanks again, and hope to see you soon again.
I must thank you, and thank you, Casey.
Avril with Casey Lange on Casey 107.7.